who is not doing the release of others. She is another person who is doing the release of others, that is trying to take a piece of cake that is Chodosh, and he just keeps quiet. He doesn't give it to him. He don't give it to him in the Lord's Mila, but he just keeps quiet. He said what I say. So then he's not in the Lord's Mila. He's not in the Lord's Mila. But, Mitzadu Emes, Vashole Mo'ogu, he's the Chuyah to tell. This is what the Ritva says. So that we mentioned the Gemara Chum. We call more can katzof in minu min apshaye when chayvin el afkeshine. Kim yom vidu het agomot. Elo de ave vreus. But with the ave vreus they are mechuyek to tell. Nei gen zeba zeh. Umad yisom lo echav rei lo yav. So in other words, so that is mitzad vaf or achok amecho. But it's in ave vreus. I'm is vashol and all is a posik in tchaye. Yovi rasheri lechav yitzovo. But so the ritual pointed out Madison Lechavre Leavde, because the Zero says, in a Vafra Rachokamecho, Mada Aruch Sane Lechavre Leavde. Now, so Mimele, they were Mechuyev to do it, Mitzad Emes Hashoim Ahavu, which was explanatory of, which was descriptive of the mitzvah, the Potiko, Emes Hashoim Ahavu itself is descriptive of the mitzvah, the Raise, of the Vafra Rachokamecho. But the Nisra, they wouldn't be either. Now, only Mitzad, Emes Hashoim Ahavu, Vafra Rachokamecho. How about the mitzvah of Achiyah Tachiyah Tamizecho? The mitzvah of Mafkish Nisure. So even without Emes Vasholem Lo'avu, they should be Mechuyah to tell Bishamai, you should know she's a Tzoras Abbas and she didn't get Chuyte in order to be Mafkish Bishamai from Elav Geraise, from the point of view of Bishamai. So from this Gemara we see, and this is what the ritual says, that there is a distinction, fundamental distinction between Usneiva and Vichiyah Tichiyah. As far as Usneiva is concerned, so, of course, Usneiva is only Shayach if it's done Bikumvase. But Bishemotai say one cannot be either Usneiva or Bishemotai. Only it's done Bikumvase. But when it's done Bikumvase, so then it's either Usneiva, even though from the point of view of the Machshel there is no Avere. But as long as from the point of view of the Nichshel, there is an Avere, so Mele Yarev Elusniv. But as far as Lafush and Yisur is concerned, so that has to be determined not from the point of view of the one of the Nichshu, but it has to be determined from the point of view of the Mechiyah. So since from the point of view of Bishirel, Bishamai wouldn't be either an Yisur by marrying a Tzoras Abbas Lishuk without Chuyte, so Mele, they were not Mechuyet. And the score of Mechuyet is a Misecho. Chiva Misecho to tell. But only because Oemes Vashol Emeyav. Emes Vashol Emeyav. Tosh, Dome Rav Hich Menu, Hich Haloch Ezur Avoch Ezur Yisroel. Now speak it with Bishama, I have what Mamzor do Vishila. Now speak it with Vishila, I have what Pomu do Vishama. Or in Sakon Mitzores, Shire Chiltis Loi Misyav Meis. So he suggested, Rav Yichon Nuri suggested to the Chachma Yisroel that they should make a takone so that there shouldn't be two patterns of behavior. When you speak to Rikmer as a dovo, as a nitre for a shot. Omole Rav Shim Gamliel, ma natale mitzoris of a sheini, miyato. So he amre bishloim me osu, hadi de koma manase. So in other words, you will not be able to rectify that mitzvah. You will not be able to rectify. Elo yamre kloy osu. So why do you say manate? I mean, so no mixture ever occurred because because heretofore, Misham, I always acted out in accordance with the Chila. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, when Yitzchok are with Chorat, Uma Nase, Horekoma, Hanoch Tzorez the Bishilel, Rebbe Shammai Heichanale, those that already got married, the Tzorez the Bishilel, so that already got married, and according to the Shammai, they were Heber and Yisea, of Yivom Rishuk, so when they live with their husbands, these Tzorez Abar, they come from the religious sin, so Heichanale, but there is a simple answer, I mean, why you can have it? They could just make it a connect that all, that in the future, every Tzoras Abba should get rid of it. Should not be Yabemes, and should get rid of it. And those Tzoras Abba who already got married to Shuk before, they should also be subjected to it. And then, once they get rid of it, they'll be able to continue living with their husband. So he says, no, so that we cannot do. Because Leachlitzu, if we require in the Chachomim to make it a connect, that all those Tzoras Abba that already got married with Shuk should, even though from the point of view of Bishilel, it's all right, I mean, so there was no avir. But in order to conform to Bishamai too, so they should be exposed to Chlitze, so they will become Moses and their husbands. V'chitein elimesen, Rochel Darkeneyam, Rochel Shereshoshov. Now here, Rochel Darkeneyam is not to be equated with the Darkeneyam that we, that the Gemara discusses in connection with a woman where at one moment, so the Zike was Koka, so the Zike is not revived. That's another aloha of Darkeneyam, but here Darkeneyam means Kshinike Mashmoy, because it would be a hardship and an inconvenience for all the women if we require them. You require them to quit after all. I mean, the aloha is like this, you know. So it's only because of Sholem, so in other words, there should be harmony. So we should not try to do something for the sake of harmony if it will involve something that is inconsistent to darkening. But Toshma, the Omar of Tao, Toivani, Mosai Tovi Tzoras Abad Yodi Vaseem. Vaseem. So, what does it mean? So if we say that Rav Tarfon said the S-O-N-O, that means I'll be Yavner. So it's like Mishamai. So that's a raya that's also Mishamai to the prayer. So Gemara says, no, it's no raya. That's also Mishamai to the prayer. But, Eile ve'asieno. That means asieno is shuk, he didn't be here. Voto, toi vani koma, so lafuke, midrabichemenu. Tosma. מה יעשה בביתי של רב גמליאל שעושה נישואו לאבו אוכי ומייז בליבונים ויבר רב גמליאל לסטורוס. So ביתי של רב גמליאל was married to the brother of רב גמליאל אבו. And then he מייז בליבונים ויבום רב גמליאל לסטורוס. ויבים רב גמליאל לסטורוס. So we see that also בשם יש כדי בריאה. So the more says, וכיזבר רב גמליאל מתלמידי בשם היו. רב גמליאל was not to בשם. אלו So then the question is, why was in Yavim the Tzoret? Tzoret Abbas, he belongs to the Kirel. So Tzoret Abbas Yasuo, how was Rav Gamliel able to be Yavim? The Tzoret Abbas. So, El Shammai did Rav Gamliel, the island is up. So, the Chulon, she needs to island it, so it's the same rhetoric. So the Rav Gamliel turned out to be an island. So maybe the Tzoret was not the Tzoret. Was not the Torah of the Bas, so he was able to be Miyab. Or Mediktone say if Achei Rememri. Bita Shon Gamliel Ayin Esoi So, Michlal Tanekam Esova, Rav Ayin Esoi So. So Gemara says, Hikya Bo Velo Hikya Bo, Hikya Benay. So, according to Tanekam, only in the case of Lo Hikya Bo. So then it's in the Kachtoi. But where it's Hikya Bo, so the Tzoroso is Asur. And according to the Achirim, Afilu Hikyabo, so is Mutare. In other words, the same Achlikes is the Machlikes between Rabbas and Rabbi. The boy is saying, Mokinis was the Gire Shikibinai. So Mitane came out of the Shikire Shoch. As Bite Kirin Mise, Avo Pishik Mokinis Anochi, Voye Tzoris al Zu is Mutare. Hoyo Vigire Shesoyal Vo Lipsei. Why? Because the Tanakame holds that me some appellers, not this way mapper. Lachiri, oil bikinis as anochis, kidding gerishin, the elbow, asuro. Why? Because nisuim is mapirin. Ela bitte schon am Lilial Ironess heißt. Wie boi ich sehe ne, je stei die Bier ich eben ein. Ha kenne ich sicher als nahe Schiene oder Mumim und Idori nimmt sich Eschel, sie Eschel er, mit einer Kamen in der Hand ist nahe, habe mich auch toll. Und nahe oi loch ich schon am Lilial die Bitte. Will oi ist geil, die Luka klar wischte ich, wie zu Rosa Mutteres, wach hier in Savre, denkt nahe moi oi Bier. Why? Because even if one is Mikade ich, because even though it now was mentioned in the Kedushin, but we say in the Beil Belosi de las Nudes, so in other words, he was Meichel on the Tnai. So Lachim Sabra didn't Tnai Meil the Beil, the Chim Diboi, Lachun Och, Jamin Miksuvis, in the Beil Belosi de las Nudes, in the Beil Belosi de las Nudes, Motiv Rav Nisharchi, Maise Berab Akive, we mentioned that, Maise Berab Akive, Shalikit Esrik, Bechot Bishvach, Vinoad Bebeis Yisurim, Echot Gidil Bishamai, Bechot Gidil Yisirat. So in other words, So the first and the second, so it's Chayv Maisa Shei. And after Yamach, it's Maisa Rish. And the same thing is true of the fourth and the fifth. The third and the sixth, so after Yamach, it's Maisa Rish. You have to be Maisa Rish, Maisa Ron. Now, there is a machlek between Bisham and Bisilel, whether Echot Bishvat is Rish Hashanu Rivon Eis, or Chamishosa Bishvat. So here, the Likut of the Esrik was after Echot Bishvat, but before Chamishosa Bishvat. And that was the Echot Bishvat of the third year in the Minyan Shmita. So according to the Shammai, that the Echot Bishvat is Rish Hashanah Rivonei, so it was already belonged to the third year. So maybe it was Chayiv Maaseron. According to Bishilel, that Rish Hashanah Rivonei is Chamish Asa Bishvat, and that was before Chamish Asa Bishvat, so it was still belonged, it was considered to be part and parcel of the second year in the Minyan Shmita Shmita. So the male it was Chayev in Maisa Sheni. So Rabbi Akiva took off to Maisa Sheni to conform to the view of Israel, and Maisa Roni to conform to the view of Bishamai. Maisa Malkiv Shlok Yisrael Bishamai 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 So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Gemara is that the way. The Yoda, I Bishamai 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 מייסה ויולדו כלוסי של סמי הזוקן ופיחי ססמי הזיבו ושיחך על גבי מיטו ושלוקות. Now, so from this, Gemara, Teisves deduces, Teisves Shita, that Mando Omar, that לא יוסו בשמק לבריהם, so it means, even לחומרה לא יוסו בשמק לבריהם, because here the Gemara says, שמע מנו, עושו. In other words, because the current Mando Omar לא יוסו, בשמי couldn't even be מחניה. In accordance with his own view. So that's the Raya to Teisha Shite. The Ritvo is Chalek, so what does the Ritvo say about this Gemara? So the Ritvo says, the Teilach Name, even the Mandoma who says, Lo Yosef Bisham Eki Livreyem, but Lechumre, they were also Eki Livreyem, but only they themselves, but not to impose upon others. So in other words, the Mandoma who says, Lo Yosef Bisham Eki Livreyem, the Mandoma who said, Lo Yosef Bishamai Ki Divreyem, so it's Lo Yosef Bishamai Ki Divreyem, Likule, even they themselves, and but they themselves, Lechumre, so it's also Bishamai Ki Divreyem, but to tell others to act out their own Chumre, that's not. Now here it wasn't for himself, it was for his grandchild. Because Bishamai held the Tima cotton had so in his high besikin. Whereas Bishamai held no, that only a cotton chain is so in his high besikin. But the cotton had so in now this infant certainly was a cotton had so in So according to Bishamai, it was not high besikin. So Bishamai acted it out not for himself. So vis a vis somebody else. So according to Hishlokish and Rav, so it's loyosu in lechumre, but for himself. So even according to Mandoma, loyosu. So it's loyosu lechumre, Bishamai Divrayem. But it's also lechumre, this is what the Ritva says. But the issue is that from this Gemara it's muchach, that according to Mandoma, loyosu Bishamai Divrayem. So even for oneself, for themselves, it's for you so even the home. Now, so my son Carlos is some other computer massive of the Chicago Avenue to be sure cotton. Shmamin also, so you more says, Hosom of the email of Pushana cotton again. It's not apparent to the observer that he's dissenting from the view of this world. Because, I mean, of course, today it wouldn't be like that. Today, if you are Pichas and Mazivo, so it would be very obvious to every observer that there is a dissent. But in the Arch Israel, in those days, and I mean, Sukkot time, so it was customary, even not on Sukkot, when the weather was nice, to stay in the Sukkot. So, Mimele, it wasn't apparent to the observer that the reason as to why he was Pichas Ramazivo is because he was clearly Kambisiro's being that Kotlin Shetzorich Leime is Potomasuk. Now, there is a very interesting. Now, what does Rashi say? Bishlu Kotlin Bishlu Lishamai, Kotlin Atzorich Leime Chayabi. Now, there is a very interesting Marshal, Nechol Haslein, and that points out how the Marshal concentrated on every piece of the mark. The Marshal, and that's the swamp. בשביל קוטן נכתב בצד פירוש בשביל שהיו לו גם כן בין קוטן כבין חומש ולא יוכל לפחיס מין. The Marshal was very disturbed by this remark. Or in other words, we still say that קוטן הצורך לימי is פוטה מסוף. But the קוטן שאין הצורך לימי is חייב מסוף. Let's say a child like this, no mitzvahs. So a cotton that is igia lechinuch, so is chayev in no mitzvahs. If igia lechinuch. But if he's so young that he doesn't even understand, I mean, the concept of mitzvahs, so then it's loy igia lechinuch. So then we are not mechuyev. So the father is not mechuyev to be mechanachim. So we still say that. A cotton, Hatzorich Lime, even though he's a year of chinuch. Let's say the cotton is 6 years old, 7 years old. He's very intelligent. He understands the concept of mitzvahs. He might even know all the halachas of Sukkot. But he's still Tzorich Lime. So even though it's a year of chinuch, so since he's Tzorich Lime, and the mother herself is to offer Sukkot, so in many ways the father is not mechuyev to be mechanachim in the Sukkot. But, let's say he's 10 years old, he's already. He's mature enough not to be Tzorich Leime, so then the father is mechuyev to be mechanechim the mitzvah of Sukkot. Bisham I say that even Akotin Shetzorich Leime is still chayev Sukkot. But it's a hardship on the mother and it's a hardship on the child. The child will cry, the mother will cry in Tzorich Leime. So Bisham I say no. So Bisham I. We're not liberals, you know. So Mishamai say that he is chayev if he's a gil achinuch. But that's only shayach if he's a gil achinuch. He knows that he understands the concept of mitzvah. But when you take an infant that was just born, let's say 1 day or 2 days after birth, is he a gil achinuch? I mean, the biggest genius. I mean, I'm sure that Mishamai's grandchild was a genius. All right, but at the age of 2 days, he was not a Gila Chinuch. He was not a Gila Chinuch. So why was Mishamai Pichas Mazivo? This should have bothered every one of us. I mean, this is what bothered the Marshal. So why was Mishamai Pichas Mazivo? So the Marshal says, no, it wasn't that Mishamai was removed the ceiling and put up schach. In order to be Mizake, the newly born infant, who was 2 days old or 1 day old, with the Mitzvah Sukkot. But the mother was in bed. You know, in those days, so it wasn't customary, you know, to give birth to a child in the hospital. So the mother gave birth, I mean the daughter of Shammai, so she gave birth to a baby in the house, in one of the rooms of the house. And then she had another child, who was much older, who was 6 years old, 7 years old. And the other child was 6 years old and 7 years old. He was certainly the Alechinuch. He already knew what Sudita Suke is. But he was still Tzorach Limei. Without his mommy, he would cry. So the other boy, the other baby, he was 6 years old or 7 years old, stayed with the mother. So the daughter of Shammai had two babies in her bed, there, under the ceiling. The newly born infant and the older boy. So according to Israel, so he wasn't supposed to be Pechet the Mazigo. And the father, Shammai's son-in-law, wouldn't have been either any Averet. Because even the older boy, who was the Gira Mechinuch, of Mitzasuke, because he saw really, but according to Shammai, the older boy was Chayav Mitzasuke. So maybe Shammai was Pechet Mazigo to be Mizake, the older boy, not the newly born infant. This is what the Masal said. Pires Bishvil Shehoyo Lo Gamkin Ben Kofi Kine Chomei Velo Yoyoche Lifnei Smin Yoyoche Lifnei Smin. Now, but the Masal is the only one who explained it this way. No one explained it that way. So it's mashma that the others who do not spell this out, they understood it more as simple ritual. Now the Shammai was Pechet the Mazivo. The Shammai was Pechet Mazivo because of the suke of the newly born. That's very strange. At all, we call this part of mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah of chinuch incumbent upon the father. But only in Gia Lechinuch, you're not Mechuyev to put tzitzit on a newly born infant. I mean, you're not Mechuyev to bring a newly born infant to shul and Rosh Hashanah that it should be a Sheifa, because it's not in Gia Lechinuch. So why was the Shammai Machmir in regard to Sukkah more than in regard to all other mitzvahs? So now, if you see in the ritual in Sukkah, you'll see, I mean, it's not spelled out, but it's implicit that, so you see from the ritual in Sukkah that there are two separate shotim in the halacha, in the term of the halacha of Bishamai, that even a kotin sheyitzorich li'imei is chayav b'sukkah. Kotin ha'tzorich li'imei is chayav b'sukkah. One pshat is, as everybody assumes, that in other words, that a kotin ha'tzorich li'imei, as long as he's a gear lechinuch, he's chayev. He's a chinuch in Sukkah. True, it will involve a hardship for the mother and the baby and everybody, but he's still chayev. So then, according to that pshat, only if he's a gear lechinuch, but he's so chayev. But a newly born infant who doesn't know anything, who doesn't understand the concept of Sukkah, of mitzvah, so then he's not chayev in Sukkah. But there seems to be another version in the ritual, which is mentioned in three words, and from that lashon it's mashma that according to Shammai, so he kot natzorich li'imei is chayav b'sukkah midaraisa. Not that it's his chiyuv, it's incumbent upon the father because of teishuv came to do, in as much as in the home, so the father eats the meals and sleeps with all the children in his house, from Mele, because of Teishu came to do. So if a father, let's say, sleeps in the Sukkah, but he doesn't require his children to sleep in the Sukkah, so then he will be mivatel the mitzvah of Sukkah, of Basukkah's Teishu Shivat Yomim, because it's not Teishu came to do. So then there's not enough Kimine. So according to that, first of all, there's one big enough Kimine. According to the first pshat, it's only the Rabbonot, according to Shammai. According to the second pshat, it's the Rais. Then another afternoon is, that was mentioned before, that according to the first pshat, so it's only a cotton, she's here, Lechinu Chatzorach Limei, but the cotton that is so young, an infant, that's not even here, Lechinu, then he's put, according to the second pshat, even if he's going here, Lechinu. And then another afternoon is, how about the little girl, according to the Shammai? If we say it's because of chinuch, So when is shayach chinuch? If when the child grows up, he'll be mechuyet. So maybe the father is mechuyet and mechanechet. But when a father is not mechuyet and mechanechet, bas in mitzvah sukkah while she's a little girl, because even when she grows up, she'll be a day and she'll be tour. But according to that pshat in the mitzvah, that it's based upon teshuvah in the tour, so maybe it doesn't make any difference whether it's a boy or a little girl. So apparently, so obviously, the mashal did not agree with this pshat of the ritual. That according to the Shama, I caught Natsorach Lime, is Chayim Suke because of Teshuvah in the Dur. But because of Chinuch. So because of Chinuch, so only Higi al Chinuch. So why was it Peches Mazivo on account of a little infant who is Lohigi al Chinuch? So he had to say that there was not an older boy and he was with the mother. So Mimele, in order to be Mizake, the older boy who is Higi al Chinuch, but was also Torah Lime with Mitzvah Suke, so he had to be Peches Mazivo.
Right now, we left off in the Gemara that we spoke on the Dalit. Mosif Mazutcha, the bottom of the Gemara. Mosif Mazutcha. Maise Beshukes Yehu Shoyso Bioshalayim. Loisa Nikuvel in Mitzvah. Kol Kari Shoyso Bioshalayim Nasu Al Gabo. Vishoyko Bishama Yehivu. So there is a machleke between Bisham and Bisilel. According to Bisilel, if you have a shaykes, a shrove that is sold near a mitzvah, and so according to Bisilel, if there is a nekes, in other words, a nekes, like the circle that is drawn around the diameter, over the diameter, that has the width of 2 exvoids. So if there is such a nekes, so then the mayim in the mitzvah and the mayim in the shekes become yuret. So you can be tevel in the shekes, even though the shekes is a keilah, because they are considered yuret. So when one is tevel in the shekes, it's considered as if he was tevel in the mitzvah. But according to Bishamai, inasmuch as the shekes is a keilah, so the yuret will be affected only if it will be nifchad beruret. So my shake is here, we show you the in Kuba in Mitre. The whole tarish is with line Nasa al Gabo. We show who Bishamai, we are here. Why? Because according to Bishamai, a naked Shredatanate is not enough to constitute Yeru. So they require that it should be perforated, the Biruba. So they acted out, Utnan Yeru, because Shredatanate, Gul, Yehok, Shredatanate, Boys, Razor, and Kemo. So, in other words, they acted out their own view, and they did not rely on the view of the Zira, that the Nekesh Redes Alein affects you. So, Shmamino also, so it's a raya, that also Bishamai, to be prayer. So, the Gemara says, Hosom, Horei Eime, Allah, Fushe Maye, Hudikov. Now, here again, Bishamai, so, Alechum, because they require that in order to be able to be allowed to be tevel in that sheket, there has to be tifochis beruba. And if there is just a neke, tishvenes aneid is not enough. Now, so what will the ritual do with this gemore? Because according to the ritual, so even the mandoma who says, lo yosu bishabai to the prayer, but lechumre, so it's also, and here the Gemara mentions the kashe against the mandoma of loyosu. No, it would be even according to mandoma of loyosu. So it would be difficult. So again, because the ritva holds that lechumre bishamai acted out their own shite only for themselves, but not for others. And here we see that they acted out for others. It wasn't in connection with themselves. It was in connection with the pastor for others. So the shokhu bishamai v'chivu, it's not for themselves. It's for others too. So the question is, so if we say otu bishamai k'livrem, then it's all right?
So then it's also even they passed for others too. But if Loyosu, so too for themselves, even if Loyosu, they still acted out for themselves, Lechumre, but not for others. So the Gemara is a terror. Also, for Reyehime, Rapushemai, with the gospel. So again, in other words, that when is there a Nisha? When is there a Nisha of which is gated to, or only when it's apparent to the observer that there is a descent. But if it's not obvious to the observer that, let's say, that there is a descent, the observer could say, not that there is a descent, but the reason is why the Shammai just widened the Neke, because they wanted that more water should come in. Not that they are descending from the view of Israel. So the main way there is no Issa of Rishis Gate. But the Omer Rebbez of Rebbez Sonnet, כי שאוי שלא מתאירו איתו רבי יחנך רעני רואי שאוי יואיכל פסח הריבו במלך בשני בתאיר בוטי וידאי תאסב אומר לי הלך לבייס וילחת לי so he brought him Ali רואי שאון שילח so רבי יחנך רעני took notice of the fact that it were months. Now, if they were moist, that means that Mashke came in contact with it. So then, the Zeichim were already Mukhsha with Kabotume. The Kabotume. Only Einani Eichel Zeichim. He didn't want to eat them. Why? Because he was afraid, maybe the Zeichim, if the Zeichim had been dry, so in other words, so there would be no Khshosh. So there would be no Khshosh because it couldn't be Nikabutume. But inasmuch as he saw that they were moist, so they were Mukhsha Nikabutume. So Mimele, he was afraid, maybe they were Nikabutume. They were Nikabutume from Mikele. From Mikele that came in contact with Amore. So it's Nikabutume. Bosi the Daiti Esabo. Bosi the Daiti Esabo. So. So Rabbi Lezer told Rabbi Sodeh that Omali leich ve'emele chobis nikuvo hoysa ele shes tomuo shmoy shes muo shmoy utnav chobis al zeisi nilgulgoli bishama yeimrim in tzricho enak ubisil leimrim tzricho enak. In other words, so there is a machlek between bishama and bisil el. If you have in a chobis you have zeisi Zeisim that are packed up in it, and since so they are packed up in it, so mele they rub against each other. So it's very likely that some juice will come out from the Zeisim. So bishama yemri in tzricholina. So the male hayetim la Zeisim ipeiret and vimachshir. In other words, the juice that comes out from the olive as a result of the lot of olive being packed in the Kele, that does not have a din of Shemet. So Mimele, this Meyel has a din of Meperes, and it's not Machshiris. It's not Machshiris. So it's like Zeyadal. So Bisham I say, Ein Tzricho Enak. So in other words, it's not Machshir. So that means, so Bisham I is Likule. Now this is one of the two halachot. In the machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel, where Bishama is lekume and Bisilel is lechum. So Bishama yimri tzricholinak, uBisilel yimri tzricholinak. Why? Because that also is a din of shemen. So mimele. So it is mach. Umeide she mikvo visotmu oshmorim she itel. So he says to him, so Rav Tzodek told his son Rav Lezer that he should tell Rav Yechonach Rami he doesn't have to be afraid of eating the Zeisi because it couldn't be Mikabel, because they're the Chovies, so it couldn't be Mikabel to me. Now, Chovies so is on the Kuvo. So Chov Drash, Shein Lachi, V'yuchshuru Mikabel to me. Uchlicher Estomei Al Gabi Amoret. בשם הנו בבידה בחובייס, ותימו מדרבונו, ותימוס, חוב יסוי שניקובו משולה או יסוי שניקובו, כדי שיריץ למשקה עזוב מן הזיסים לחוץ.
וחיבי לגבור לדייטה. זאת אומרת, מיכל לבי, לא ילכשה. לא ילכשה. אלו שסתמו השמור, ולא יוצא מן המסקים, וצריך הולכי לחץ. מגולגורי זה בעצם מגולגל את חוק ילדים וחובים. אם צריך לנקי, זה מי להליט מהזה שמפרסים ומכשירים. צריך לנקי, שמי ומחשה תשמע, הוא צריך לנקי, שיהיה צעמס לחוץ לגלו ידייתי, ולניח עוד אי. So, בואו תעמיד, בואו תעמיד, שאיני כבר בסתנו או שמורים שיתרו, ואף על פי שתאו מצעמה יויו, כל מי סוף לא יוסו אלא תגיב רבי חילה. שאי אמרה בשלימו עושו, היין ריבוץ, אלו יאמרת לא יוסו, מי ריבוץ. So, יצראי, זה תעושה בשעמה כדברי. תוס, שואל לסך בישוע, צורת הבא, מר, אומר להם מחליק את משם על בסירה, והלוך את דברי מי. אומר להם, ממה אתם מכניסים רואי שבשני עומדים עם שני מחליקים משם בסירה, בשיור אני שם ירוץ את הלדאותי, אבל אני אגיד לכם על שתי משפחת זילנס, שאוי ירושלים משפחת עצבויים ונחמויים, משפחת עסקפויים, ממקשש שאיני צורס, ומהם כיאנם דילים בשום שעוד גם במזבח. איד אמרי בשלימו עושו, הנה לקום המסיורן, אלו יאמרת לא יוסו. So, why am I come, Amishoran? So, the Gemara asks, even if we assume that also, so what does it mean if also? So, let's say, if Bishamai acted out their own view in connection with Tzoras Abbas, so that means that they allowed a Tzoras Abbas to be Mesiabenes. Now, a Tzoras Abbas, when she's Mesiabenes, from the point of view of Israel, so it's the Mister of Ishisach. So, Mimele, the blood is a mamzer. So that's why he said, Mishoran, he doesn't want to allow such a controversy. Well, according to Bishilel, so the blood of the Tzoras Abbas of Bishamai would be mamzer. So, but why? But he wouldn't be mamzer, because Rabbi Yeshua himself holds that the vlad of Chayav Mitzvah is not a mamzer, only a vlad of Chayav Mitzvah is based. And here the vlad would be a vlad of Yishisach. So that's only Chayav Mitzvah. Who, v'nei name, so gemore the kashe, v'nei name the osu, my mission on the Omer of Yishua, a mamzer of Chayav Mitzvah is based. So gemore is a teretz, no. If we say osu, then we can understand this vice that Rabbi Yishua said, mission on it. Because true, according to Rabbi Yishua, it's own shittah. So the blood of the Tzoras Abbas, the blood of the Tzoras Abbas of Bishamai, from the point of view of Bishamai, wouldn't be a mamzer. Why? Because only the blood of Mrs. Bezli is a mamzer, but Leinam is a mamzer lehabe, Pogum, Likune, Miahabe. So mainly it's Mishorani, because he spoke, Mikalvachim Malmone. Malmone, she nisu on eid the whole, is no Pogum, is no Pogum. So Zeus is Sura Shovit Bechol. So certainly that is not covered. So maybe if we say that also, so then we can understand it. Now let's see the Rashi. How did the comments your hand? The Mashmud Mamzer, the Lictor. In other words, he was afraid that they would be killed. אומר רבי שואל כמה זה אחרת, ממזר מחיוב עם מיסס בס, ואף הוא פשיטה לא ידעלוך את הבסילר, ומשהו עם ממזר. I mean, this is a very strange expression, it's so right. I mean, רבי שואל himself said, שמו ירוץ על גלגלוס. I mean, in other words, when you chop off the skull, so then you die. But we could say, I mean, you're just saying a goose, but Rashi says, "Han dikom a misyor ani b'mashul mamzerim." So he says, "V'katlele." I mean that's so. In other words, so Rashi apparently understood that not as you know, it's not as a gusme. You know, sometimes the person says, "I'm afraid they'll kill me." He doesn't mean they'll kill me. They'll kill. In other words, he means there'll be a great resentment. But it seems that Rashi understood it literally. Miyahutz galgalosi. I mean that someone will kill him. Certainly, I mean, not one of the Chachmi Yisroel will kill him, but he was afraid, you know, that once the message here that there is a machlekes between the Chachmi Yisroel, so one hothead might decide to kill. So this is how Rashi understood it. All right. Homer Rabbi Shua Lekamsel Gachiri Timamsel Mechayol Mishin Bezdi Vatel Pshita Lai Darloch Shem Kiro Masa Manzere Mamon Amar Mon Lekim Gomu Shem Yisro Shem Zechir No Pomu Mekune Yichsiv Li Yichal Zare Zu She Yisro Zu She Yisro Shem Bi Yisroel Ki Bi Kiyamim Einedin Einedin Shem Nopo So Memeila even though he's not the Manzere. So that means that even if we say that the Vlad of Chayovich Rises, a Vlad of Chayovich Rises is not a Mamzea, but a Pogum Likune, he certainly is. Pogum Likune, he certainly is. Ma'al Mono Shem Yisur Onei Bechol, so no Pogum, Zeus Yisur Shem Yisur. But now the Gemara has to catch it, Kopoyim Nei Tzores, Vikoposhet Lei Nei Tzores. So, in other words, so the question he was inquired as to the Torah. And then the answer was given as to the Vlad. So the Gemara says, Tartic appointment, Torah's mind. So they inquired of Rabbi Yeshua in the two things. So, Tartic, Torah's mind. Vintim Telema. Vintim Telema. Torah's to be Silel. Nature is the Bishila or the Shamaima. So the Shaila is now. So the question is that nature is the Bishila or the Shamaima now. Now, so it's on a Sabbath. So according to Bishila, she doesn't require any religion. So Mela, she is Mutaras Lishuk. According to, from the point of view of the Shamai, she is Kuk of religion. So Mela, if she gets married in Shuk, she is able to have the right to eat and there's a chutz of his own. So the Shaila is, Bnei Tzores, Tibisilel, Libishamayma, Limayna Kimine, Limipshat Vlad Marzit Rishot, Libisila. So in other words, but it's not a Kimine because the since we passed like Bishilel, so Mela it's not a Kimine. What the din is, not a Kimine to us, Liyukhase. What the status of a Bnei Tzores, the Bishilel from the point of view of Bishama, from the point of view of Bishilel, they are certainly right. So they are Mutter. So the Tzores are Basi Mutteras Lishuk without Twitter. So why did they ask him the status of the Bnei Tzores, the Bishilel from the point of view of Bishama when we pass by Bishilel? But the Nakimine would be Ligabe Vlad Marzik Lishos and Bishilel. מי קם רינון קל וחינך, ומה המון הכין גודל, שניסו ראשו ובחיר, נופו, זו שניסו ראשו ובחיר, ונדין של נופו בום, או ידיל מועיק אל מי נפחה. דין מלא המונו שיעת מתחללת, ויום עלו, צורס, מסיורס, I don't want to say anything about צורס. So I'll look at דברי מי, because if I'll say, I'll look at דברי מי, So then he'll be Mashveh, the Tzores of Bishamai, Mechayovich Rises. But Nei Tzores, and Emeid Lachem. So, he can just testify that our state, Mishpoches Deilin, Shoei of Yerushalayim, Shehen Nei Tzores, Umehem Kehamim Deilin, Vishimshu Al Dabem Mizbeach. Now let's see the Rashi. Remind me of the minute. Nei Tzores. The Bishil, the Chayim Lav, Nino, Miyavet, Umeh, Alibi, Bisham, Marav, Timinu, Machas, Aloch, Yabishila, למיב שדבד מרפת ושושת, מי שניסס לאחר, והרזירו, יונגו לבא, איסי הבא, מהי לקייני, לביסילה, ומבישמי, בבני צורס, ניסו לביסילה, או בבאס מרפת ושושת, תהבנה מחייב לב, כי אפנו מתחללת, שהיא מייסקי עם גודו, סולו זו להגד, או אם הוא יסו בסקי, נפסלס נתרומו, נשאב יחבולו בגוסף, יחסיב ויחל זר אדמו, ויאמו ואישת, ומשמע בשני מסחר, ואישה ועזר. So the halacha is that almona lekin godo, so if she has a blood, so the blood is spoken with one, he is a cholof. So she becomes a cholof, the mother becomes a cholof, and the blood is a cholof. So the question is, can we learn out Marzik Roshosei it's a lechemer of Amon Elikim Bosh. So just as the Vat is Pogum Likune by a money king brother, even though the Yisrael is not, he's only an Yisrael that is in Yuchad Likiyamin, it's not an Yisrael that is under the Chayil. So the Yisrael of Marzak Lashot say, Lach Shoy Solish, which is not in Yuchad to a certain group of people, which is Shogel Akeil, so certainly that is probably for them. But we can say, no, there is a peer, because we can say, Mala Almona Shiat in the Chalele, because she becomes But we can say, no, there is a peer, because we can say, Mala Almona Shiat in the Chalele, because she becomes Echlole Bibios, Tein of Marzik Roshose, Shei Mishale Bibiosu, Viu Inosik Likeyed, Vom Misur Mishaz Kush, Tenech, Vi Bitchuma De Binashe, Loi Mifselo, Loi Mifselo, Kedam Rinon Kerek Almona Likeyed, Godo, Tein Mifselo Zibiyat Chaya Vilavim, El Bizar, Etzlomi Kore, so this is a special halacha, that when does she become Posel Echol B'Trumo, only if it's via Asuro, that Izar Etzlomi Kore, that was always Sosa. Masha'in Kimar Zek Roshose, and Givomo Lishuk, so it wasn't always Sosa, the love Zar Mikore, so then she doesn't become Asuro Echol B'Trumo. To the blood, in regard to the blood of Yitzhak Abbas, of Bishama, from the point of view of Bishira, so the Vakha Yavitrite, so the Gemara says that even according to Reb Shimon, so, but still it is still Osir. Ulil, Kavakha Yavitrite, Mishore, Misham, Kino Mala Amoletim Bodu, Shechon Atmo, Mishalem, for some name, Kindi Nivalo, So here the Gemara says, that the Kshirim after the Bishamah. So that
Rabbi Yeshua was made. That it needs sorry. So that is kosher, even made sorry to be Hillel from the point of view of the Shama is kosher. Is kosher. Vim tema. So this is as the kash. Vim tema. Lishmuel de misapkelech. De yoisho rabo. It dush in case in the Ivomle Pshu. Im kein. Pshita di kshero. Vim yache kicho. Poto lezik. Kedam rinon. Vishimeres yobm. Shekide isha chiso. Shekdusheo. Matkin ayil. Now. They raised an abaye. From Rabbi Yeshua. In connection of with Netzoris, it's the blood of the Torah's Haba of Bisila. So Bisila didn't require her to get chlitz. So, and she got married with Shuk. So whether the blood is kosher or not. So he was made that he is kosher. But the Shaila is, why should there be a Shaila? According to Shmuel, the Dushin is possibly tasted in Yivom Lishuk. So from the point of view of Bishamai, so the Torah Sabbath of Bishila, who got married with Shuk, so somebody was the Kaddisha. Now, from the point of view of Bishamai, she was it involved the Isaiah of Lishiyesh Samesa Chutza. Why? Because she, according to Bishamai, she was Kukol Yom. But if we assume that she was Yivon Lishuk, but if we assume that Yivon Lishuk, Gdushni Steifes, so Mimela she became an Eishishish. So the moment a certain man, an Iza, who was Mitadish, this Sora Sabbath, without the Sora Sabbath getting Chliche, so according to Bishamai, she was the Yivom Lishuk. All right. But he was Mikadisha. So the Gdushno Steifet. So she became an Eshishish. So he's an Elvo. Now, so the Isha Elvo of Eshishish should have been Maftia de Zike. So once, Toina Haname, one was not allowed to be Mikadisha. Because of the love of Mishish, Tamezachutza, but if somebody was Mikadisha, so he already was able to say of Lysia Ishis HaMezachutso. Because Lysia means Zabai. And she became a Shishish as a result of the Gushin. So she became an Elf on the Yom. So it should be Mafia Nezike. Mafia Nezike. So the one with Mikadisha should be allowed to consummate the marriage. Once he was Mikadisha, like Shimeres Yom. כדאמרים לנו בשמרס יוב ושקידש אחרי סו שקדושהו מפתיע היב. So we say that if Reuven and Shimon are two brothers and Reuven was married to Roche and then Reuven died and then a day after Reuven died, so Shimon decided, so Shimon was Mikadesh Leo, the sister of Roche, so we say that the Ziki is Poka. The Zika is Pokan, there cannot be an Eve. And even if, let's say, Leia will die afterwards, so because of the walk of the Archimedes, so there is still no Zika. So here too, from the point of view of the Shammai, she was the Yivom Lishuk. So that person who was Mikadisha was not allowed to be Mikadisha, but he was Mikadisha. So marriage, and Dushni Steifet, is possibly Steifet according to Shmuel. So in Mele, she became an Eshishish. So she became an elf on the yom. So if she became an elf on the yom, so that should be Machia de Zike. And even if he will be Megarisha, so the Zike could not be revived because of the law of Dark and Eya. Just as he will say, that we should marry Yom Shikir Shachiz, and it is a Machia de Zike. So Tesis says Tuterus. The Yeshleima, the Tuterusim, I mean, are very important. The Yeshleima of the Leidon. The Yehoshom Men Shur Takone, La Adish Et Isyam. שאין להם מסחיס אבל היבומה שנזכת שלו לשוב אפשר לסעקה אין על דגירת שם שתפייה בין זהו כך לפות הזה so Tisa says that the Yisrael was a Shishish
where she becomes mikodesh to a certain person, Mishuk, is not mashkiah the zikah. Why not? Why not? Because it's not analogous to the case of Shemeres Yogim Shekidish Achaisa. So the Israel of Achaisisha is mashkiah the zikah for good. Because over there, it's not the yode to be misaki. Mashiach came here is the yode to be misaki. So Mimele, the Pshat in Tesis is, so the Zika is not Poka at all. So that means, according to the Rabbonon, that the Aloche, the Tzoras Achisisho is Azor. So we learn out. The Tzoras Achisisho is Azor. We learn out. Famoleo. So of course, that Pasuk, the Gemara says, that Elbo Gufli Tzricheko, and the Pasuk is only required Ligabi the Tzoras Achisisho. But as we said before, that the Gemara only means Elbo Gufli Tzricheko, that even without the Pasuk of Aleo, so there could not be the Yavim, because there is a declaration before it. But since there is Gzeras HaKosof Ligabi the Tzoras, that the Tzoras Achisisho, there is no Zikah, and what the Pshat, because the Yisra Achisisho is Mashkiah the Zikah of the Tzoras. So the same Gzeras HaKosof that tells us that the Yisra of the Yisra of Achisisho is Mashkiah the Zikah Ligabi the Tzoras, so certainly tells us Mashkiah the Zikah Ligabi herself, without resorting to the Aloche of the Nesed Echalishisho because. And the Raya is, from Chayulav Malib the Rav Akiva, we see Chayulav Malib the Rav Akiva, so there is no Zikah either. But there could be Tchir. So obviously, that once we have a Gzeras HaKosov, that the Yisrael HaKosov is Mashkiah the Zikah from the Torah, so the same Gzeras HaKosov tells us Mashkiah the Zikah of the Achisisho, of the Avrasel. So the Mele, so the Gzeras HaKosov is mentioned in connection with Achisisho, and by Achisisho, so it's not the Yodei to do away with the Israel. So the Shishen Lohom is Achisa. Machin came by Shishish. Since it's the Yode to be Migarish. So Mimele, it's not Mafkia the Zike of the Elva herself or of the Torah. It's a Bikhila Shishish. So in other words, so this thesis is saying that the Israel was the Shishish is not Mafkia the Zike. Then Tesis has another time. Now, so that is all right if we learn out, according to Rabbono, that we learn out the Aloche, that Tzora Selvo is Azuro from the Posik of Ishelach Hezlisikach Litzrei, Aleo, and so on. But how about Rebbe, that the whole din of Tzora Selvo is deduced from Ukocho, so we can explain the thesis even according to Rebbe's portion. Because true Rebbe learns it out from Ukocha. So what does it mean? So what is that there's a question for Ukocha? That when is the Zike in one, if it can be Niyab, when can the Yab one, if it can be Yab either one. But if there is one is an elf, and it couldn't be Yab one, so the Melee couldn't be Miyam the other one either. That's the chat in the Drosha of Ukocha. So the Melee, Gabi Achisisho, so if there is one is an Achisisho, and the other one is the Tzor. So since the Achisisho is certainly couldn't be Miyam, unless he'll kill that, I'll kill someone. So it's not the other. So the Melee, it comes within the Zerakosov of Ukocha. It's that inasmuch as it's not the Yode to be Yavn either one, so the Mele can be Yavn neither. Mashein came where one of the Yavomets is an Ishishish, and it's the Yode that he should be able to be Yavn, that one, Al Degereshim. So the Mele, he doesn't come within the Gzeras HaKosov of Lukov. But that is faceless, it's a big Chiddush case. They don't have any Yitzchok. Lutia is a mess, Lizo, Majma, the Filo al the Abai, the Anekdushin, Lucia Lizo, the Loha Afti Losh Navai. So the second Teres and Teisves disagrees with the first Teres. And the second Teres and Teisves agrees with the Shit of Moshe Shenin that there is no such
halacha, that only the kind of an elbow that cannot become muta, so is maftia the zikei. But an elbow was biodesh of someone to be maftia the zikei. Let's say the elbow of the shishish, or the gerashim to be maftia. So then, it's not maftia the zikei. No, we see from all the rishonim. From all the rishonim, I mean, and that's the more that we learn, the feud. So we see from all these rishonim that they don't agree with this first Tarat. And they hold that the Israel of the Shishish, even though it can be Nifka of the Gerashim, so it's also Mashiach Nifka. So then the question is, so why was there a Shaila as to whether the Bnei Tzoreitz of Bishilel are kosher from the point of view of Bishamai? There shouldn't be any Shaila, because once the Tzoreitz Abbas gets married with Shuk and Bushni stays it. So Mimele, she becomes an Ishishi, so she becomes an Elva and the Yom. So Mimele, from the point of view of Bishamai, it should be Mafia the Zike. So the one who has the Kaddisher should be allowed to come to me the marriage and to live with her. So the answer is no, he's not allowed to live with her. Why? The Lysia is a Mesli Zo Mashma, the Fila of the Abaye, the Haine Gdush, Lysia Lizo, the Lhoche Afkid Losh Navaye. In other words, if we say the Dushni stays in the Yvomel issue, so how does he know? Because the Torah says, we see Eishes Hameh Sachutol Izzah. And we see Eishes Hameh Sachutol Izzah. So what does it mean we see? Alzeyavo Havai. So then the Pesuk implies that he is not allowed to live with a woman who was kuko at the time of the Havai, at the time of the Gush. So Mimele, since at the time when it was Mikadisha, she was kuko. So there was Kuko, so Mimele, he's not allowed to live with. He's not allowed to live with. Lysia is a Mesli Zo Mashma, the Fila Abaya da Migdushi, Lysia Liza do Hocha Afti Gloshna Abaya. So even though later on, as a result of the Gushi, so the Zike is Poka, but still, he's not allowed to live with. All right. Gufe, we may have this been here can see you for a bat lach. Wo ja do kommt der kommen sich auch am Gott loyal. Wenn noch kommen um love the camera. She couldn't see the idea. Oh my lord, Rabbi Shua ni lech ve. Vi ach of me. Rabbi Nazar, ach of me Rabbi Tive. Hol go wir am da besser beise. Nicht nicht so sie frosse am lei. Rabbi ach mi soll wo in etwa. Oh my lord, ni kommt. Vi nicht nicht. Doch so Rabbi Shua bi Shiva mit so so. Omle Rabbi, Emile Talmidach, Talmidach Achi Aviesh. Omle, because he did, Miu, he couldn't see. So he said, Omiu, Reblezam Lazari, Oma, Vieshli Ben Lazari, Havarenu, Korolo, Vamikro, Azen, now he's become the counselor, he's Sadik Nezor, Zaran Vaxla. Talk to the Shiva Almita Shozo. Omle, Rabbi, Emile Talmidach Achi Aviesh. And he couldn't see any of them. Omle, Omiu, Achi Aviesh. Omalei, atu akiru the yeti yeshim choyilich mishibayim vatefei, shave me, shave, kimeis choyil bo b'Yisroel, yischilu misabi v'meisei ba'alochis, ati yigia li tzoras abas. Omalei, tzoras abas ma'u, omalein, machlekes b'shamayu b'silel, haloche kibivri mi, omalein, haloche kibisilel, omalei, vali mishim chomu haloche kibishamay, omalein, deisi shematen, Oy ben hukene shemat. In other words, did you hear that Rabbeisa ben Herkene said halacha to Bishamai, or you just heard that Ben Herkene? Omalei chayei Rabbi stam shemat. Omaleim och kotni yeshu. Pchir sotnu v'yenes nishmor. Rashi says pchir soton chari ve'imid al shmuo ve'isimase ve'nishov mishmirose la'aseis kerabi. So it means that he Priya Soton, so it means he's a wizard. I mean, he's such a so outstanding. Some say, I don't know who says, that apparently Rashi had another girsh in the Gemara.
not Trier Sotom, but Trier Shonom. And that's the reason as to why Rashi says Chavideini. But it's not Muchach. I mean, even if Rashi had a gear of Trier Sotom, but he understood Sotom in the sense that he was very sharp. So, Trier Sotom will be in his Ishmael, who will meet Almidi Shammai. So in other words, so Reb Deise ben Eyerkenes himself, he succumbed to Bishira. But his brother did not succumb to Bishira. ויזוהרו שלו יתפיח אתכם בהלוכת ושישים משליש מהישורי בצורת הבא שיהיו מותרת אבל מיד אני אולי שמיים ואורת שעל מידוך הזו שורדי זה בן הרקן השם שעל מידוך הזו יוסף חד הנובי ויומה שליש הדבורים צורת הבא שעשורו אמן מיוב זה צוון הלוכת אמן מיוב מעצרי מהישרוני בשביץ צורת את זה אמן מיוב ישראלים הדורים בארץ אמן מיוב שקיבל ישמי שמסיכם ונזקצו בקדוש הסערת ישראל ואחשוב ובאי שני בוט לו קדושות וזהירים בשביץ ותקנו הם מייסר אישנו מייסרוני בשביץ so how does Rashi explain Amen and Mayor? So that is that Dayore that is Iver Hayarn that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kedesh from Sichem so it was Miskadesh Bidush HaSeret Yisroel But it's like of Shua Elabov. This is what Rashi says. It's like of Shua Elabov. And Gdusha Rishaino is Gdusha Rishaino is Kitcho Rishaito of the Lord Kitcho of his love. So that means that those became it, that the Elabov were not Mikadesh, did not, were not affected to Gdusha Tzayat Yisrael. Were not affected to Gdusha Tzayat Yisrael. So the Mela Vizayz and Bishri. Now the Mishra Melach raises a question against this Rashi. There is a Pshirash and Mishra in Shviz that all the Mikemes, surely the all the Mikemes that Kofshu El Mitzrayim, the way Kofshu El Bovel, so not all the Chumres of Shvi is amazed, but the Chishe is Rie, it's also. So it's the Chirish and Mishne. How can Rashi say that in regard to Yivrayat, Tesis is another Kashe, because it's much more that Yivrayat was also Kofshu El Bovel, that's something else. But assuming that Rashi Shite is that this part of Ivrayadin was not Kofshua El Bovel. All right. So, but it was Kofshua El Mitzrayim. And the Mishnah Mefereshes that the Mishnah Mefereshes that the those Mekemes that Kofshua El Mitzrayim and Kofshua El Bovel so not all the dinim of Shvi is made. But the Yisach Rishet is made. And Rashi says, we hear him this week. All right. So Rashi says, we hear him this week. That's difficult. We take no maizavishnu maizaroni this week, to be forced to come on, with the panosa sanim shebert Israel, she'in lohem maleachel this week. Lifi shebot leke tikropeye, ve'ilchen shom, v'neit no leke tikropeye, u maizaroni. U maizaroni. So, now, in regard to this kache by the Mishnah Melech, it's a Mishnah Mefereshet, that the Mekeini is a Kofshu El Mitzrayim and Kofshu El Bovel, so Chishu Yitzri is also the Rabbanon. So we have to say that Rashi holds that there are two types of Mekeini is a Kofshu El Mitzrayim and Kofshu El Bovel. Because you see, Eretz Knoan, there are certain Mekeini in Eretz Knoan itself that is Kofshu El Mitzrayim and Kofshu El Bovel. Like Bishon, So that is Kofshu El Mitzrayim and Kofshu El Bovel. So that is certainly the Ora Shnitlo Avraham Avinu. Because all the Eretz Knaan was Nitlo Avraham Avinu. So it's more Zeker Yerenim Avisen. How about Yivrayadu? How about Yivrayadu? That Meshe Rabbeinu was Kedesh. That Meshe Rabbeinu was Kedesh. Was that also Nitlo Avraham Avinu or not? So Reb Foil Shapiro says, I mean, and the he says that there's a pshat in Yerushalmi. It's pshat in Yerushalmi that there is a distinction. Now, what part in Yivrayadi belongs to what was Yeshua Kekwamin was Meshe Rabbeinu Kedesh? So Meshe Rabbeinu was Kedesh, Eretz God, Ruvein and God, and Chotish Shevet Amnas. So now the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says that one mandoma
that Monman Dormar makes a distinction between Choti Shevet Amnashe, the part of the Ibrayam of Choti Shevet Amnashe, and Ruven God, Rigabe Bikur. So he says, the question is, one Mandoma says, one Tana says, that Ibrayam is not highly Bikurim altogether. Is not highly Bikurim altogether. Why? Because it has to be Eretz Cholavut, Eretz Zobat Cholavut Rosh. Eretz Kloam is Zobat Cholavut Rosh. Ibrayam is not Zobat Cholavut Rosh. But then, there is one Tana in Yerushalmi who says that Choti Shevet Amnashe is highly Bikurim, and Ruben Mugod is not Chayev. Actually, Choti Shevet Amnashe, that is Romata Golach. That's Choti Shevet Amnashe. We don't call it Ibrayam today. But Choti Shevet Amnashe is Romata Golach. So one time in Yerushalmi says that Choti Shevet Amnashe is Chayev Bikurim, and the other, I mean, Ruben Mugod is not Chayev Bikurim. So the question is, why? Monefshia. If the Tame holds that there is it has to be Eretz Zovat Cholavut Rosh in the Gabi Bikurim, and the Vayavim is not Zovat Cholavut Rosh, so even Choti Shevet Amnashe is not Zovat Cholavut Rosh. But assuming that he is really kind of holding that of Eretz Zovat Cholavut Rosh, the Gabi Bikurim, so Mimele, even the other part of the Vayavim, of Ruben the God, should also be Chayav Bikurim. So Rebbe Foyle said as follows, because the chilik of Ruben God is not of the orders that was Nitol Avraham Avinu. Masha'im ki Choti Shevet Amnashe, so Rashi says that Eretz Rifoyim. And Eretz Rifoyim, so it's mentioned in Chumash, that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. So Mimele that means, so that Tana says, because there is Aloche, so in the parsha of Bikurim, we say Shenosatoli, V'loi Shenotalterati. So Mimele, Choti Shevet Amnashe is Nosatoli, because it is Nitol Avraham Avinu. But, Ruben God was not Nitol Avraham Avinu. But, it says Gushas Eretz Yisrael. Why is it Gushas Eretz Yisrael? Because it was on the Kibush. So even on territory over and above, that Eretz that was Nitol Avraham Avinu can also be Nishkabim, if it's a Kibush Rabbi. What is a Kibush Rabbi? If it's Alpi Melech, Alpi Bez Nagodol. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the din of Melech. And was Bez Nagodol. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, had the din of Bez Nagodol. So Mimele, the Kibush of Ruben and God was a Kibush Rabbi, so it was Nishkabim, if it's Eretz Yisrael, or the Kibush. But it was not Nitol Avraham Avinu. Not Nitol Avraham Avinu. So Mimele, Masha'in ki Choti Shevet Amnashe is not Nosalti Matzmi, but Ashana Satali. So that's why one time it says that it is Chayil Bikurim. So apparently, Rashi holds as follows. Now, all the Mikaelis is that Koshuel Mitzchayim and Koshuel Mitzvodam. So Gdusha Vishenu Loi Kitzo Los Lovei, and Gdusha Shmio was not Chalanet, so Mimele does not have Gdusha Sarat Yisrael. So Mikabi Gdusha Yitzchutz Lovei. But we got this in the head of says that all the Mekemet, that Kofshir and Mitzchayim and Kofshir and Govel, so Smicha is made. Why? Because Smicha is not only in Bushes out of Israel, it's Tolu in the Shemer of Israel. Now the Shemer of Israel, so he is how I'm the only thing to have from Avinu even before the Kibush. Because it's more second than the Mavishenu. So what is the Shemer of Israel? The Shemer of Israel consists in the fact that it belongs. In other words, it belongs to Klal Yisrael. How does it belong to Klal Yisrael? Because it was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Ovetz, and then through Yerusha from the Ovetz to Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Merzeket Levein Maviseinu. So that is only Shayech with Gabi Eretz Kna. So like Bishot, the Mekeime Shekov Shuel Mitzrayim Vekov Shuel Bovel, Vekov Shuel Bovel, so Mimele, so it is Shayech. Masha'in Kei, Masha'in Kein, Ibrayav. So true, insofar as Choti Shevet Amnashe is concerned, so it's the same thing, because it is also Nitol Avraham Avinu, it's Eretz Rifoyim. Masha'in Kein, Ruben Migod. So Ruben Migod was not Nitol Avraham Avinu. But, of the Kibush, he became Eretz Yisrael. But,
this kibush was poka. The kedusha that arose through the kibush was poka, because kedusha nisheino is kishal ishaik vertical shlovei. So Enoch Name, as far as kedusha is concerned, as far as mitzvos atluyos b'oretz are concerned, that's following kedusha toretz midraise, not in Shem Eretz Yisrael. So Shvi, the Isa Shchit Shevi Shvi Is was not Neik Midraise in all the Mitzvim Shepok Shur and Mitzrayim Lepok Shur and Lebovel. But the Chachomim were Mechayev, were Misake, that there is an Isa Shchit Shevi in Bishon in all those Mitzvim Shepok Shur and Mitzrayim Lepok Shur and Lebovel. So that means that Midrabonon, all those Mitzvim Shepok Shur and Eretz Knoa, that Lepok Shur and Mitzrayim Lepok Shur and Lebovel, have a Kedusha Midrabonon. Vis-a-vis the Isa Shvitz. Because the Chachomim were not misaking that there should be an Isa Chisha Vishvitz in Chutz Loretz. So the Chachomim were only misaking that in the Mekenish of Shua and Mitzrayim of Shua and Bovel, like the Shon, there should be an Isa Shvitz, Isa Chisha Vishvitz. So Midrabonon itself, it is also based upon Kedusha. But even though Midraise, there was no Kedusha, but with Rabbonon, the Chachomim were misaken that it should have Kedusha, regarding the Yisach Chisha B'Shvitz. So the Chachomim were only misaken regarding the Mekemes in Eretz Knan, that Kofshu El Mitzayim for Shul Bavel. Where it's Mosekev Yadeinu Ma'aviseinu, where it said the Shem Eretz Yisroel even before Kibush. So the Chachomim were misaken, vis-a-vis the Yisach Chisha B'Shvitz, that with Rabbonon it should have Kedusha, that it should be also to be chayav b'shvis. Masha'im ki l'gabi amin u'meyo. Eretz Ruben v'god, not chotishin u'da masha. That was not more zekas than in Mariseinu. But in the Bais Rishin, it had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because of the kibush rabin of Meshe Rabbeinu. But since Kedusha Rishinu is kitro chayko, kitro shetrovei, so it was tochishin is muta. All right. So, I'm in the middle of Maschim, I saw Bishvitz, and we come and give him the Kaduyin with Amudi. So what does that mean? We come and give him the Kaduyin, so we are going to make him and make his foil Shabu Alin and Bichovi, Dik Rabon and Bipas. Alright. So three halachas that he was made in the name of Chagano. Tone. Tishe nichnisu, nichnisu bipet achel. Tishe yotsu, all the three Chachme Yisrael, Rabbi Shuer, Rabbi Nazariah, Rabbi Akiva, so they entered the home of Chadesh ben Hirkenes, who won Dov. But Yotzu b'shvei shepsoch. Yotzu b'shvei shepsoch. So this is a stup shot in why Yotzu b'shvei shepsoch. So, one pshat is just the opposite of the other one. So, and the first pshat is very strange. All right, we'll discuss it next time. But anyway, so, Yotzu b'shvei shepsoch. Actually, Beitu, Omalei, Atu, so in other words, Jameson, the brother of Rabbi Yisrael Ben-Yokne. Omalei, Atu, Akive, Sheshimcho, Helech, Misefeilom, Vatsefe, Ashrecho, Shezochiso, Lishay, Veyadayim, Loigato, Lireyibok. So in other words, he praised him, and then he seemingly, told him off. So we have to understand what the pshat is. Vadayli gato reyboko. On one hand, Shimcho Hilich, Misei Feilom Vatimfei Ashrecho Shezachito L'Shem. So in other words, he did not disapprove of the Shem. Because if he had felt that it's not true what people say, that Rabbi Akiva is the God of Ador, so then he shouldn't say Ashrecho Shezachito L'Shem. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva was zeichet to something that he didn't deserve. So in other words, so Yenisen, Ben Hirkenes agreed that he was worthy of that Shem, of that is Hilich Misivul Latsefe, that he is a God Lador. That's what it means, Shishimcho Hilich Misivul Latsefe, that he was a God Lador. So why did he say, Vadayo Yigato Lerei Boko, Omalei Rabatide Vafilu Lerei Se? Alright, Rabatide certainly had the right to say about himself, he was a nono. So he had the right to say about himself, Afilu not Lerei Se. I haven't reached even the Madriga of Eretzein. Now, what's the difference between Eretzein and Eretzein? Why is Eretzein a bigger Yachsen? Than Eretzein? So, that is Poshet. because the halacha is that the treye behima dako, treye behima dako are apostolates in the Rabbanon. Why are the apostolates in the Rabbanon? Because they have a din of gazlan in the Rabbanon. They have a din of gazlan in the Rabbanon. Why do they have a din of gazlan in the Rabbanon? Because they let the treye that the behima dako to pasture, to graze in other fields. So in other words, so they're not that one in the rice. But they are either on the Yisrael of Luis Merebo. In other words, one is Mechuyev to watch his behemoth. The behemoth shouldn't cause damage. And if he lets, graze in other fields, so then he's able to Yisrael of Luis Merebo. But he doesn't become postulated to the rice for not watching, for failing to exercise the proper shmira of the one's behemoth. But so mid rabbonon, so he has the din of the gadlan is possibly the smirabon. That's only reyetzei. But reyboko, so the reyboko will not take off them to let the behemoths go and graze in other fields. Only the tzei was allowed to graze in other fields, but not the boko. So mainly that's why Rabbi Akiva said, I haven't reached. You are telling me I haven't reached the madrigal of the reyboko. I haven't reached that. Reboko might be, Yisroel Kosher, not even be proselytes in Rabbonon. I haven't reached the Madrege even of a Reyetzei. A Reyetzei is proselytes in Rabbonon, and I haven't reached that Madrege. So the question is, what was he saying? I mean, he's just trying to incriminate himself and to call himself. In other words, he's saying, yeah, I haven't reached the Madrege of the Reyetzei. What kind of status Al-Pedin does the Reyetzei have? But a Gadol in the Rabbanon. So in other words, he meant to say that he was a Gadol in the Reise. Not the mere Gadol in the Rabbanon, but Gadol Reise. I mean, that's inconceivable. Now, so the Maratz Chaya says a very remarkable shot here. Very remarkable shot. So he says as follows. Now, there is a Gemara at the end of Broches. There is a Gemara at the end of Broches. I'm sure that I'm make that play now like me. Can I do it? So there is a Gemara at the end of Brachas, Dafta Magimu. So the Gemara says that Hanine ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, when he went down with Geilo, who you ma'av yoshon in Bikiri Chodosh in the Chutzlo. So Shobrach of Shnita Omid Chachomim, Rabbi Yitzi Ben Kippur, Ben Mishot Chari Ben Ad, then Kabutu, and they reprimanded. Why? Because there is a halacha that you're not allowed to be ma'abe shon in mechutzlach. Ma'abe shon in mechutzlach. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things for which Yachayim needed. If somebody is ma'abe shon in mechutzlach, it's Yachayim needed. And he was ma'abe shon in mechutzlach, so they chastised it. So he said to them, but Rabbi Akiva at one time had to go to mechutzlach, and he was ma'abe shon in mechutzlach. So they said, Rabbi Akiva is different. Because Rabbi Akiva lo yiniach kemeisi be'at Yisrael. He was the Godel Ador. So in other words, so that's the halacha it's mentioned by the Rambam, that one is not allowed, person is not allowed to be ma'at Hashon in the Chutz Lo'ed. However, if there is no one in the Yisrael left as great as the one who is in the Chutz Lo'ed, so then the person in the Chutz Lo'ed, who is much greater than the person in the Yisrael, is allowed to be ma'at Hashon. He's allowed to be ma'at Hashon. But in other words, so that was the level of Rabbi Akiva. But Hanine ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua was also a Gadol, but it's in Niach Kemeisei Be'al Yisroel. So mainly he was not allowed. He's not allowed. Now the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says, that in Me'abrim Shonim Bechutzlo. So he says, the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says, Afilu Ro'yipoka Be'al Yisroel. Afilu Ro'yipoka Be'al Yisroel. The Chachmei Adir or Deli Adir Bechutz Lorenz. So still they are not, the Pirkei Rav Lezer says, they are not to be Me'ab Rashon in Mechutz Lorenz. So in other words, so the Pirkei Rav Lezer apparently disagrees with the Gemore in Broches and the Gemore in Sanhedrin, that if we niyak kemesi be'at Yisrael, so then the God Lador in Chutz Lorenz is allowed to be Me'ab Rashon. Because the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer holds that afilu reyiboka be'at Yisrael, even the, it doesn't mean reyiboka ramratzim, reyiboka also means great Talmid HaChomim, but it means not on the level of the daily Yisrael in Chutz Lo'ed.
So the Pirkei Rav Meza holds, he's still not allowed to be Mabashon. But we don't pass like a Pirkei Rav Meza. We pass like our Gemara. So apparently, so we see that there is a Machlokes on this. So that there is one Mandoma. There is one time in the Pirkei Rav Meza, he holds that the Chutz Lo'aretz, even a God Lador, lo yiniach kedesh be'aretz Yisrael, he cannot be Mabashon. So apparently, Yenis Ben Hukenes agreed with the Pirkei Rav Meza. The Maharaj Chayyim doesn't say all that. Maybe I'm putting in something into. But I mean, I was inspired by what the Maharaj Chayyim said. He doesn't say all that. So anyway, so Mimele, so apparently Yenis Ben Hukenes agreed with the Pirkei Rav Meza that it's also to be Abir Shonim, Abir Shonim, even you know, I mean, Chutz Lo'aretz, even if it's a Godot. Not like Aul Gimori at the end of Borges of Samadhi. Oh, so when he says, Ato hu akide sheshim ho helich misevei lam vaseif ei, ashrecho shezachit al Hashem. And of course, you are zeichet at Hashem, you are the God Lado. But vadayin lo yigato lirei bokor in Eretz Yisrael. And Aloche is, in other words, and he expressed the same view as the Pirkei Rav Meza, afilu rei bokor be'Eretz Yisrael, v'chachmei Yisrael, v'chutz lo'aretz, so in the Abrim Shalom Chutz Lo'aretz, not like the Tanoim at the end of the Mishnah of Chayyim Ben Butel. I mean the Tanoim at the end of Brachas to say that we Niach Kimei say that Rav Akiva was allowed. So in other words, so he was criticizing, he was reprimanding Rav Akiva. Yenis Ben Hukenes was reprimanding Rav Akiva for being Ma'abah Shalom Chutz Lo'aretz. That's what he meant. But I will get to the Yevoko. In other words, you are Shim Choyimach Misei Meir Matei Meir. You are the recognized God Lador. There is no doubt that no one is like you. But that did not give you a right to be Ma'abah Shonim Chutz Lo'aretz. Why? Because all right, in Eretz Yisrael you didn't leave. I mean, such giants that Shmom Riloch Misei Meir Matei Meir. But they were still in Eretz Yisrael. They were Yevoko in Eretz Yisrael. So, as far as Yibur HaShonah is concerned, so the authority of Erei Bokor, doesn't mean Erei Bokor Namoret, it means Erei Bokor, who knows Chorat Erei Kule, but he's not even Lador, Rav Akiva was greater. So, the Madrige of the Erei Bokor, in Eretz Yisrael, the Adachachmi Yisrael, even if they would be Erei Bokor, he didn't mean to say, Chas V'Sholem, they were Erei Bokor, even if they would be Erei Bokor, so they have a right to be Ma'abah Shonim more than you, while you are a Chutz Lo'aretz. This is what he intimated. V'adayin l'higi al Erei Bokor. So you see, he used an expression, Tchir Soton, in other words, he was very sharp. So you see that Rabbi Yenison Ben Hukenes was very sharp in his expression. V'adayin l'higi al Erei Bokor. Omer l'Rabakim, Rabakim understood very well what did this Menuchinus mean? So he said, Vafilu l'Reyetzei. Of course, so he said, in other words, that was the Rechamives, that the Maharaj Chayyim said. That he said the Rechamives. In other words, it's not only that the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael who were in Eretz Yisrael while I was in Chutz Lo'aretz. So they are on a higher Madrege than I. But they are on a higher Madrege. Not only are they in a higher Madrege because they were in Eretz Yisrael and I was in Chutz Lo'aretz at the time, but also they are more tzaddikim than I am. They are few of the Yitzhain, because even the Yitzhain who is possible is in Rabbanon. So in other words, the Yitzhain is one who is either certain din, who is nichsun to the din, who is shmireno and so on, because of that the Yitzhain is possible is. So a few of the Yitzhain, so he said, a few of the Yitzhain in Eretz Yisrael have also a special matrei, as even those who are nichshul in certain averes, like Rish Mereno and so on. So that he said only the Achamilis. Aminu meyo, me'atzri ma'iseroni b'shvi, zom amar ha'arbi kochim kashlum tzayim kashlum boda. Ugdusho rishenu, tichol rishayto, rikisho zilove, v'nichu kikidei, shiyis b'chalim anim b'shvi. Umikav min deze min akarduyin v'atamudi, eine v'otone. So in other words, so we don't have to be chesheich. That maybe they are mamzeri, because maybe they are the bloodest, the offspring of Mesis Hoyle Shebo Aliyamakum.
So, according to one man, the Omar is possible, so he's a mamza. Any of the Omar, Omar, by Chesko, in the Kavni, here in the Katuyim, Omar, Rabat, she Katuyim is not. The Amri, she Katuyim, so. We get the Amri. Tone, Omar, by Chesko, in the Kavni, here in the Katuyim. My love. Hane Katuyim, Hane Katuyim, Omar, Rabat, she Loi. Katuyim, Lechut, Katuyim, Lechut, Katuyim, she Katuyim, so.